11 signs that you're a light worker. Could you be a light worker? The meaning of a light worker is a person who has a life mission to hold the spiritual light for others. A light worker could be a healer, an empath, a teacher, or a leader with a purpose to help the world, animals, or people. Light workers are here to help remove darkness, hatred, and fear and replace it with light and love. Light workers are here to make the world a better place, and deep down, they know this. Light workers are everywhere, doing all kinds of work, some covert, working to bring the light and loving energy into their workplace, their families, just by being their kind and healing selves. They may use spiritual tools like crystals, prayer, affirmations, energy healing, and calling on angels with the purpose of uplifting and healing. Others are maybe drawn to careers to enact their divine mission, training and working as healers, therapists, psychics, naturopaths, mediums, energy workers, spiritual teachers, authors, and speakers. Some light workers become famous and help millions to become more conscious and connected. These undisguised light workers have a double mission: to blaze a trail and hold the light for other light workers, and to inspire, heal, and awaken great numbers of people. Some light workers are born knowing that this is their true path in life, and others are awakened to their mission at a later stage, sometimes gently through signs and being introduced to spiritual subjects, and others are awakened through a catalyst such as a loss, a near-death experience, or another meaningful incident. There are many light workers ready to awaken to their purpose right now, yet they may not fully understand why they are suddenly drawn to spiritual courses, books, angels, and healing. This is the work of the angels, who know that your soul is ready for your life purpose, and they're working with your intuition to put things and people, books and subjects on your path that will help you. You will be guided one step at a time to learn, to develop your gifts and to make healthy changes to your life. Each time a light worker steps onto their path, they unknowingly bring even more love and light to the planet through their ability to inspire others. So how do you know if you're really a light worker? Here are 11 signs that you are a light worker. Number one, you know that you have a very real and meaningful purpose on the planet in this lifetime. You might feel a sense of urgency about finding ways to heal and change the world. You're not satisfied with a mundane job or working in a career just for money or security. You want to do something meaningful and fulfilling with your time on the planet. You're attracted to angels, mediumship, spiritual wisdom, and healing information, amongst other enlightening information. You could read, study, and meditate all day long if you were allowed. When you learn new information, you can't wait to share it with others who may need it too. You might feel that you already know this information deep down and you're just relearning it. Number three, you've had a challenging life. Light workers often choose big life lessons to deepen their wisdom and empathy. As if you haven't had enough challenges with your past lives, you've bravely signed up for profound spiritual lessons like intense relationships, loss, scarcity, and trauma this lifetime, which you're healing from. As you heal yourself, you will be able to help others to heal too. Your challenges may act as a catalyst to awaken you spiritually as well and remind you of your purpose. Number four, you always put others before you. It genuinely makes you happy to help and heal other people. You have a kind nature and you sometimes know exactly what a person or an animal needs. You can tend to overgive though, and you may feel let down by people taking advantage of your kind and giving nature. Number five, you're very intuitive and even psychic. You receive a lot of synchronicities and repetitive signs, such as angel numbers, high-pitched ringing in your ears, vivid dreams, orbs, flashes of light. You sense energy and spiritual beings. You may have a tendency to override your intuition and these kind of signs because you look for the best in people or you doubt yourself. Number six, you're sensitive and empathic. You can pick up on energy and be affected by the vibes in a room or radiating from a highly emotional person. You sense spirits and energy. You can tell when someone is lying or pretending. You might even sometimes absorb and take on the emotions of others. Your intuition is highly attuned and you may sometimes feel overwhelmed and drained from being around too many people, or from overgiving from your big, wide-open heart. You need to be alone to recharge and cleanse your aura. You're a magnet for people and animals who need healing. Complete strangers feel at ease and often share their struggles and problems with you. Animals are attracted to you. You might be one that finds a lot of injured wildlife. You're a wise soul, a good listener, a natural healer, and people tell you that they feel better after spending time with you. Your hands might even heat up when people or animals are around you who need healing. Number eight, you're wise. You instinctively know just what to say or do in a crisis. You're the one people call on when they need comfort. You're an old soul, often wiser than people older than you. You know things without knowing exactly how you know them. Number nine, you're deeply affected by cruelty to animals, people, and the planet. You passionately want the world to change, to be more loving, kind, and safe for everyone. You have a strong sense of justice and social responsibility. You're an earth angel, and you just want people to be more loving and kind and aware because you know this would fix everything. Number 10, you act and speak with integrity. And it upsets you to be around people who do not. You want to walk your talk, and you're not interested in ego pursuits like gossip and greed and competition. When you are untrue to yourself, you start to feel very unhappy, and it can confuse you when others are dishonest, manipulative, or mean. You have self-doubt and you feel alone with your beliefs. This is number 11. You second-guess yourself and you wonder if you're good enough to follow your dreams. Almost every light worker has this as a life lesson to overcome doubt and imposter syndrome. If even half of this list resonates with you, then I would say you're definitely a light worker. It's part of your soul purpose to bring more light and love and healing to the world in a way that also fulfills and supports you. You've already changed lives, perhaps even without realizing it, just by being here. You're likely already receiving many signs from your angels, along with intuitive nudges to make healthy changes to your life. When you trust and follow these messages, you'll align with your life purpose, and life will start to fall into place for you. Your angels and intuitive guidance will lead you to your purpose and greater happiness. Notice what you're attracted to and be sure to follow any nudges and synchronicities that show up, such as books, spiritual teachers, articles, courses, classes, and any other messages that resonate with you. You are being guided. And don't worry, you're being guided one step at a time, and the world needs you to shine your light. Would you like to learn more about being a light worker, perhaps developing your gifts and understanding what your path is? Here are three ways I can help you. Number one, you can learn how to hear and understand your angels and their guidance for you at my free masterclass, How to Hear Your Angels. It's coming soon live, or you'll be able to get the recording, and you just need to follow the link so that you can sign up. It's completely free. Number two, connect with your angels and develop your spiritual gifts. This is my Angel Communication Certification Program. It's an intensive program with lessons to help you develop your intuitive and psychic gifts, communicate with your angels, and even heal with the angels. If you want to find out more, contact me or use the link, and there's a form at the bottom of the page. You'll be able to send me a message. Number three, regularly cleansing your energy makes a huge difference to you being able to hear your angels, I promise you. And I do a monthly class called Archangel Attunements, and you'll get to cleanse your energy, connect with your angels and archangels, and sharpen your intuition every month. You can join any of those classes or catch up with some of the old replays. Go to the link below. I've also written books which will really help you on your journey as a light worker. One of them is called Loving Your Sensitive Self, a guide to manage and protect your energy as an empath or sensitive. And the other is called My Life with Angels, How to Access the Healing and the Wisdom of the Angels. Thank you so much for listening.